Borrow a Cisco net this Saturday to experience the Cisco run firsthand, even if you don't have one yourself. We're headed to Bear Lake next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There is also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Experience the Cisco Run firsthand before you head to the store. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources tells us how.
So the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, Department of Natural Resources, and State Parks, and of course, Division of Wildlife Resources. We will have nets over at Cisco Beach for anglers who maybe are coming up for the first time and don't know anything about it, and they're not so sure they want to invest in a Cisco net. They could borrow one of the nets there at Cisco Beach and use it, and then once you're done, just bring it back so somebody else has a chance. But we should have about, 15 or 20 nets over there, and so people would be able to borrow those nets that morning and use them and give it a shot. And then if they really enjoy it, then we just say, go ahead and buy your own net. And then next time when you come up, you'll not have to wait in line to use a net. But we'll have nets over there for the public to use. And, of course, you need a fishing license to fish for Cisco, whether it's dip netting or ice fishing or boat fishing for them. Regular fishing license. And then, like I said, the limit on Cisco is 30 fish per day. And now we don't have a possession limit. So that allows people who want to come up, say, for a weekend and catch maybe 30 fish on Saturday and 30 fish on Sunday, they could take home 60 fish. And so it's kind of nice for some people that are traveling long distances and say either want to take a lot of fish home for a big family fish fry or to have extra bait for the summertime. And use what you're going to take is all I'm going to say.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.